Welcome back to the Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Last week was the 16th annual Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, and we, of course, carried those ceremonies live on 95.3 KNIA. I get a chance to talk with three of the inductees, Brian Heemstra, Elizabeth Haining-Hadler, and Graham Fee. Mike Stoltz was unable to attend the luncheon on Friday. Just listen to selection committee member Joe Cunningham described the rich history of Knoxville athletics during the introduction of last week's induction ceremonies as heard live on 95.3 KNIA.
This is the 16th annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and we welcome four new members into the Hall of Fame, bringing our number up to 65, and it is a spectacular 65 athletes. After these four new members are inducted this evening, our school's Hall of Fame will include 18 state champions, 38 first-team All-State athletes, 4 high school All-Americans, 8 Drake Relays champions, 8 NCAA All-Americans, 3 different athletes who have qualified for the U.S. Olympic trials, a Heisman Trophy finalist, and an Olympian.
And now let's hear from three of those inductees, Brian Heemstra, Elizabeth Haining-Hadler, and Graham Fee.
First of all, Brian, congratulations. What does it mean to be in the Hall of Fame?
Thank you. It means a lot. Very honored to be up here with the nominees this year and those in the past. And
what memories do you have of your high school athletic? You know, you were noted mainly for football, and I know you've described as a defensive back that would hit people. But is there one memory that you can have that maybe stands out above the others?
Just the teams that we had throughout the years had great friends. They're pushing us along, and it was just always fun to go out there and hit somebody.
What other sports did you play in high school?
Played a lot of baseball, basketball. A little bit of track as well. So,
and baseball wise, you were around when they were going to state tournaments and whatnot. What was that like playing in that program and kind of getting seeing that program build through the years?
Yep, it was a great time. I remember, I believe it was my eighth grade year moving up to play JV. Back at that time, it was still in the Babe Ruth era, and moved up to play some JV at that level, and then freshman year got moved up and said on state tournament team 3 years, and was just got to play with a lot of good guys. The upperclassmen played a huge role, especially as I was younger. I mean, they were great big brothers there that would give me rides home all the time. They were there to teach me a lot and help me out. So,
of course, Joel Johnson was your coach, and obviously just a wealth of baseball knowledge. What did he mean to the program and mean to you as a player?
Coach Jay still means a lot. Taught me a lot. He was always there to hit me ground balls and throw pitches to us, BP, and he's always teaching us how to the proper footwork to turn that double play or get that relay into home or whatever. He knows a lot about baseball and taught us all a ton.
Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, congratulations. What does this mean to you going into the Hall of Fame?
It's a real honor. I mean, I'm really humbled by it. Fun to see everybody, especially, and to bring back some great memories of having a great time in high school and then on to college.
During your acceptance speech, you talked about your opponents not being enemies, but you were friends, and you kind of see that in today's. But what was that like? Playing against someone who, within the lines, you wanted to beat, but then outside the lines, you would hang out with on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
Right. Well, we just had a lot of respect for each other, and we all wanted to get better, and we knew we were making each other better. But also, just we were raised in families that knew how to treat each other.
What impressed me a lot about your accolades is you never ran cross country in high school competitively, but you go down to Missouri Rolla, and you're one of their top runners. What was that like? I'm sure your coach was thinking, you didn't run cross country? Are you sure? Are you serious?
Yeah, well, actually, I was asked to run cross country with the coach because I had run every day. I run 5 miles every day, still do today, since I was 12 years old. And they knew that, and as a basketball player, so they asked me to join the cross country team.
And, what are some memories in high school from your coaches? You talked about some of them, being those mentors and, you remembering and still even keeping in contact with some of those.
Yeah, so especially my basketball coach, because it was basketball that I wanted to continue to play in college. And Coach Johnson always pushing me. And, there were times I was off, not playing well. I got technical sometimes. He would take me out and sit me down, knew how to discipline me, but also knew how to push me and show that he cared and he loved me. So, and I think that's true of all the coaches I had and teachers, that they cared about us, me included, and wanted us to better ourselves.
I've always wanted to know, what was the transition like going from six player to five player in college? Because I know a lot of Iowa girls weren't really recruited that well because a lot of people didn't understand a six-player game outside Iowa.
It was a rough transition. And in fact, I was mostly recruited because I led the state in three-point shots. So my ball handling was suspect. And so I struggled in college, had great experience, but I struggled to adapt to it.
You live out of state. What do you do these days? And I'm sure you said you still stay in contact, get back every once in a while, but what do you do in these days?
All right, so currently I hold down basically three part-time jobs. I'm a pastor of a church. I'm an ordained United Methodist pastor. I'm a tennis teaching pro, so I teach tennis at a local club, and then I also use my bachelor's of math degree and teach math at a local community college. And we get back. My parents still have lived here for 80 years, and we come back at least twice a year for holidays and so forth.
Congratulations on getting into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much.
Graham, congratulations on getting into the Hall of Fame. What does this mean to you?
Oh, yes, it's a remarkable feeling, really. I mean, it's hopefully it's deserved, but it brings back a lot of great memories, first of all. You don't think about your past too often, but this was marvelous. It's really marvelous.
You come from a different era that, playing of all sports was different, and, you didn't have the specialized like you do these days. What did it mean to go from football to basketball to whatever else you did, and, being around the same group of guys?
Oh, there's a camaraderie that stays with you forever. If you spend a lot of time getting beat up on a football field or missing layups in basketball or whatever it is, you remember those guys, and it's fond memories. But the difference in sports between the 50s and now is just an unbelievable difference. Not so much the way it's played, but the athletes. The athletes are bigger, faster. They combine speed with size, which is unheard of back when I played any sport. But it's still the same feeling. I'm sure the guys that are playing football right now for the Knoxville Panthers have the same emotions that I did playing it 60 years ago.
You were on the first undefeated team in 1954. What was that season like? Was it a confidence that you knew every time you step on the field that you knew you were better than that team? You just had to go out and do the job?
I think it was more every player on that team had confidence in themselves. But more importantly, they had confidence in their teammates. They knew that every guy on that team would do their part to make it a winning team. And when I got in there as a sophomore playing with 10 seniors, it demanded that I be okay, because they had the confidence they were not going to lose. They walked it, they talked it, and they were right. They did not lose. And when I was announcing football for so long, 20 years after that 54 team was the second undefeated team. And from the press box announcing football, I could see the same confident walk, the same obvious camaraderie, thanking each other, patting each other on the back, and high-fisting each other. They had that same mentality they had in 1954. So it was a fond memory to see that. It was almost like I was watching my team again. And I argue with guys like Perry Bell and some of the guys that played on that 74 team. We would have kicked you guys, which I don't know. They were bigger. They were bigger and faster because the 20 years made that much difference.
You bring up football, and, you know, I think you're probably more known for being the voice of the Panthers at Kenlock Stadium. How did you get into doing that? And, you know, so 42 years, did you ever think when you started, I'm going to do this for the next 42 seasons?
Oh, never in my mind it was go that long, but I'll tell you what, it's the best seat in the house. I enjoyed every year of it. And the way I got started with it, when I moved back to Knoxville, Bill Goff, that's a name most people might remember, probably not, Bill was the announcer. And before him, it was a guy named Buzz Ellis. And I started spotting for Bill Goff. And when he decided to quit, it seemed like a natural. He said, would you want to do this? I said, oh, yeah, I'll give it a try. You know, and then 42 years later, I realized I didn't get paid. but I didn't care. Because, like I say, it was the best seat in the house. I saw the good, the bad, the ugly with Panther football. Never saw a Panther team that quit. And I mean that sincerely. I saw them get whipped badly, but I never saw a Panther team that quit. And that gave me pride then and gives me pride now. We had a good football team this year as well. 6-3 is a good thing.
Congratulations again.
Well, thanks for that, yes. Good to talk with you.
And that was the 16th annual Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction class for 2020, Brian Heemstra, Elizabeth Haining Hadler, and Graham Fee. Again, Mike Stoltz was unable to attend the luncheon, but during the induction ceremony, Joe Cunningham spotlighted his illustrious career and just why he is a Hall of Famer.
Our next inductee comes to us from the same time frame and made his talents known on cross-country courses and tracks throughout the state and later the nation. Michael Stoltz burst onto the scene as a freshman for the Panther cross country team in 1991 and was an immediate force. He won multiple conference and district titles and was a four-time state qualifier in the fall. Stoltz earned first team All-State honors in his sophomore, junior, and senior seasons. He finished seventh at state as a sophomore, third as a junior, and runner-up as a senior in one of the closest state races in history. His four-year track career was equally, if not more, impressive. As a freshman, he won the 800-meter conference title and would go on to win numerous conference titles in his career in the 800, 1600, and 3200-meter runs. At the 1994 state meet, Stoltz brought home the state title at 800 meters. He also anchored the medley relay to a state runner-up finish. He placed in several other events on the Blue Oval, and his name is still littered across Knoxville Track's top 10 performances in five different events. Stoltz continued his career at the collegiate level, beginning with a season at Johnson County Community College in Kansas City. After earning All-American honors there as a freshman, he transferred to Iowa State, where he was a three-year letter winner for the Cyclones. Michael currently lives in the Bay Area of California with his wife, Chanel, and their children, where he has been a probation officer for the past 12 years. Well, tonight we welcome him back home, escorted by his wife, Chanel. Panther fans, please help me in welcoming to the Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame from the class of 1995, All-State, state champion, Mike Stoltz.
We'll return for more of the Radio Sports Page right after this on KNIA KRLS.